Exclusive: Daniel Cameron, Joe Biden is Andy Bashir's largest fundraising contributor. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 4, 2023. President Joe Biden is Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Bashir's largest fundraising contributor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron told Breitbart News Saturday, days ahead of the highly anticipated Tuesday election. Cameron spoke about the importance of Tuesday's gubernatorial race, as he believes his victory could serve as a big and strong message to the rest of the country, which is that we don't want a far-left Democrat who reflects the policies of Joe Biden in our governor's mansion anymore. I cannot, for the life of me, imagine Kentucky going forward with a governor who has openly endorsed Joe Biden for president, but that's what we've gotten from Andy Bashir. I mean, this is a governor who shut down our schools and shut down our businesses, shut down our churches, he explained. He refused to protect women's sports from biological males, Cameron said, describing Bashir as wrong in every way for Kentucky. Bashir, Cameron noted, has openly endorsed Joe Biden for president, and Biden is openly backing Bashir as well, throwing $250,000 the Democrats' way. The fact that Joe Biden gave $250,000 to Andy Bashir is just further evidence of Biden's investment in the Kentucky governor's race, Cameron explained. Joe Biden is Andy Bashir's largest campaign contributor, fundraising contributor. So we need to put an end to that. We need to have leadership in this state that reflects our values, that will stand up for our constitutional rights, that will protect women's sports from biological males, that will eliminate Kentucky's income tax, that will stand up for our law enforcement community. And that is what I'm offering, and that's what I'm sharing as I go across the state on this bus tour. Cameron, who will make six stops on Saturday alone, told Breitbart News Saturday. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Daniel Cameron, November 4, 2023. On the flip side, former President Donald Trump is just as invested in the race, and Cameron believes his victory could send a message that would resonate with the rest of the nation ahead of the 2024 presidential election. I believe we're going to have a resounding victory on November 7th, and it's going to help propel Donald Trump into the White House in November of 2024, he added, detailing his campaign's final big push as he completes his bus tour. We're hoping to get President Trump on a town hall with us, and so we're trying to raise money for that as well, he said, adding, let's get across this finish line, and let's return common-sense conservative leadership to the governor's office here in Kentucky. Let's get it done, folks, he said. The Kentucky election takes place on November 7. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.